Blog Talk Radio.
Everybody, you are here, chatting here with Cindy. My credit intro goes to Alicia Keys, Girls on Fire, Rita Ora, R.I.P., and Tupac, California Love. Again, want to say good morning. Hope everyone is having an awesome day. I know I am. And as always, want to thank my supporters as my platform continues to grow. And it inspires me to know when I have different styles of infallible women on the show that have been successful in their businesses and that continue to be successful in their businesses. And it also inspires me to know when I have touched and inspired other people who have took my business advice or whatever it was that I gave you. You know, thank you for listening to help build a better career for yourself. And as always, I tell people, if you want to be successful, you got to surround yourself with positive energy so that you can focus on that plans and your provision. Remember, guys, I told you, life is like a puzzle. You got to figure it out because this is your dream, your life, your reality. Remember, this is what the show is all about. It's about inspiring, motivating, and networking with each other in the best possible situation. Last week on the show, we kind of discussed some home-based business opportunities, gave you some basic essentials on how to open up your businesses. Today, I'm going to give you a few business opener ideas and some current events around Houston that you can attend for free. And also today on the show, I'll be talking to Miss Duchess with the Black Ink Crew, so stay tuned for that. I also want to say good morning to my people in California, XKRV, Radio Outlaw. Hey, guys, good morning over there. Hope everyone is having a blessed day over there as well. Got to tell my XRKQ, Los Angeles, AV News Talk, Airtime America Radio, good morning, good morning, and good morning. All right, guys, got to give you your dose of reality. I know you've been waiting for it all week, so got to give it to y'all. Let's see, MJ, are you there? Good morning.
Good morning, here.
MJ. I'm sorry, I didn't get you in. I'm sorry.
Okay.
How are you this morning, girl?
I'm doing well, and you?
I'm good, girl. I'm blessed. All right, girl, let's put it on the table. Let's talk, let's put out our basketball wives.
Oh, all right.
Wow. Evelyn and Susie and Tammy, they had a little exhaling moment. You know, that was kind of nice. You know, to me, it kind of showed they grown a little bit. You like that little part?
Yeah.
Remember when they went to go have a little lunch or dinner or something like that?
Yeah. You know, it's how many seasons it's been, so it's time to see that growth. So I was happy to see that.
I was like, all right, listen to this. What about Shawnee working on her play?
Hey, more power to her.
I know, I kind of like that. Go on, Shawnee.
Yeah, more power to her.
I'm kind of impressed with Shawnee. Shawnee is really grown, though.
Yeah. I'm proud of her. Go ahead.
Okay, we got to get to the gossip. Let's get all that stuff. Kenya Bell performance. Okay, guys, put your middle finger up. Okay, well, what was up with that?
I don't know. Kenya, you got to do better, honey. The little onesie outfit and the stockings. It's...
Oh, and no backup dancers? No backup dancers?
And the sad part about it, she sung over a track, and she can sing. Kim
she
Bell
really could, but
sing.
She was so tired from dancing.
I know. It was not a good performance, but
it was
I can tell she can sing. She can sing.
But did she make a statement?
I don't think so.
I don't think so either. But I can say when they had that fight, Susie knocked on the door, and Kenya Bell answered.
I guess you thought she was Tasha because Kenya Bell got down on her. You fought on her face.
Well, you know what? She should have brought a little Tammy to the fight.
she should have.
Girl, that's a mess. But all right, girl, let's move on that. Let's talk about the Oxygen release a new reality show, Preachers of L.A. Girl, pastors all over the world is kind of pissed off about this show. But you know what? You know my boy was a little scrappy, but I'm kind of like, I done found me a new boo.
Dietrich
Haddon.
Oh, man, yes. He's been in the spotlight lately.
You got, Bishop Ron Gibson, Noel Jones, he's the bachelor. What's the white pastor? Jaleb. Now, he cool. I like him.
Yeah.
I like him.
McClendon.
And then, McClendon is the one with the entourage, the team. He calls them the team.
Yes.
He got to have a team with him now. Don't forget
gotta
about
have
that's
him.
The team.
Yep.
But, then we forgot the other one, Mr. Chaney.
Yes, Wayne Chaney.
Yeah, so he'll be back. I got to get in tune to that one. That's on Wednesdays, y'all, at Oxygen. I love that one. That one is kind of, I don't know, Dietrich sets it off on that, though. But then you got the Atlanta Housewives. They coming back. They'll be back November the 3rd on Bravo.
And of course, she'll be out without Cordell.
Oh, I know. That's what I was saying. According to Media Takeout, Marlo going to be back, too.
Oh, I love Marlo. She's
yeah,
hilarious. Marlo's
going to be back. And also, according to Media Takeout, if anybody out there is interested in buying a home, Chateau Charest is up for foreclosure. So, you know, just in case, you know, you're looking for a house in Atlanta, Chateau Charest is on the market.
Oh, wow. Poor Charest.
Yes. You know, I just, you know, I love Charest, y'all, so I don't know.
Aww.
I don't know. Who else? I guess that's all the gossip I got with them, because...
Yeah,
that's why. The only part
I
with you
wait.
Was the fight. So,
yeah, now, it's sad that was the season finale. I hate that it ended that way, but you know.
That was the season finale.
That was the season finale.
Are you serious?
Yeah.
Oh my God, they need to rethink that one. Ooh.
I know.
Okay.
I ain't like the way that ended. So hopefully,
well, maybe the Atlanta Housewives will be jumping again. Maybe so.
Yeah.
Girl. Well, all right, TMJ, thank you for calling in this morning.
All right, you take care.
All right, kiss my poo-poo for me.
I will.
All righty. Mm-hmm. All right, guys, that was MJ. We had our ear to the street. We got to give you guys your dose of reality. We know y'all love us talking about the Basketball Wives. We love the girls. We got to give it to them, though. My pastors, the Preachers of L.A., going to have one of the pastors on the show, guys, so you got to tune in to that interview. That's going to be coming up in a couple of weeks. But before I get to that, I'm going to give you guys your blast from the past, and when I come back, check out my interview with Duchess with the Black Ink Crew. Be right back. Hold tight.
All right. Blast from the past.
Say it loud. Beautiful Duchess from the Black Ink Crew. Hey, Duchess.
How y'all doing?
Girl, I'm fine. Thank you for calling in on the studio this morning.
No, thanks y'all for having me. I appreciate that.
All right. Girl, tell my listeners a little bit about yourself and a little bit about your background and kind of like what made you get into the tattoo profession.
Okay, well, my name is Duchess. I'm from a little town near Charlotte, North Carolina, called Lincolnton. I am the oldest of all my parents' children. We're just four of us. And I'm the first to graduate from college on both sides of my family. I went to North Carolina A&T, so I do pride.
All right.
I basically went to college for marketing and business, and I ended up going through the motions and just, you know, learning that my art and my passion was really what I really wanted to pursue.
Okay.
So I worked a regular job for a little while, and I actually taught middle school in Greensboro, North Carolina at Dudley High School.
Really?
Yeah, oh. And I did a little work with NASCAR for a while with the Drive On Diversity, so I love racing and
All right.
I love that type of stuff.
Okay.
After that, I just decided, you know what, I want to go to New York. I want to change the place. And I just decided on a Thursday, and I was in New York by Saturday. And I started out in New York with the job with the architecture firm, but I really didn't love it like I thought I would. So I just fell back on my hobby, which was tattooing, and I pursued it full-time, and now you got such as a ring.
All right, girl. And, you know, we love you, girl. You are my favorite character on there. So tell
me. I've been going through some hate this season, but you know, it's all right.
But you know what? I love you, though. We talk about you all the time on my show. So what is the most outrageous, I guess the craziest request of tattoos you either had to remove or person that came there and was cutting up?
Let's be honest. Boys, they are the biggest folks. Like, women, they really take the pain. Men, they usually, I've had men stop me. And we have, like, 3 hours to go. And they're like, you know what? I can't even take it. I just pay for it and leave.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Oh, my God.
But, you know, you get a lot of the tough guy syndrome where they think that they're really tough, but at the end of the day, they ain't even ready for it.
Girl. Come on now. Come on, fellas. Y'all got to be men now when you coming in as getting a touch up from Dutchess. Because you do some good work. We just, on the show, when we look at it, you do some awesome work. It make me want to fly down there and get something done.
You know, when you're an artisan, it's just easy. You just, I don't know how to explain it. I really love it. I don't have as much experience as everybody else at the shop, of course. But the amount of passion and love for it, it just made me really want to go hard. So I'm getting a lot better with the time, and I'm just appreciating all of the other, you know, amazing tattoo artists that I'm able to, you know, learn from now and be influenced by, because it's making me a way better artist than I ever thought I would be, especially in the time span.
Okay, good. We're going to always support you. Well, tell my listeners, I guess, how did they pick y'all shop to get in reality TV, or how did y'all get started with the reality TV?
Honestly, I say it was God, because I can't really give credit to anything, you know. Without one or the other characters, it wouldn't be what it was. So, you know, collectively, we just made it what it was, you know, and it was just a blessing that people thought it was interesting enough to want to film it. And then to see the amount of fans that we have, that's just amazing.
It is amazing, girl. So are we looking for a season 3, hopefully?
We're definitely hoping for season 3. We need y'all to definitely stay tuned and keep those numbers rising. So
girl,
you know,
we will. We do. I'm telling you, Mondays, I always advertise during the show for us to tune in to the Black Ink Crew to see what's going on, what Miss Dutchess is doing on the show. Girl, we love you, though. We really do. We love you, and we support y'all. So y'all keep it going, keep it moving, and I thank you for calling in on the show. And you tell Mr. Caesar one day he can give me a call, because I was looking for him to call.
Yeah, maybe one day I'll be in the shop and everybody can get on conference call.
Cool. I would like that. Thank you, Ms. Dutchess, for taking the time out of your busy schedule and calling me. Thank you.
Oh, I appreciate y'all for having me. Matter of fact, y'all in Texas, right?
We are in Houston, Texas. Y'all need to come down here and open up a shop.
I'm coming to Houston in November.
Come down here.
I'll be in Houston on one night and Dallas the next night.
Hit me up. Let me know when you're here.
Tattoo. So make sure y'all follow me on Twitter and Instagram at DutchessOfMink. And I'll make sure I keep you posted on when I'm coming.
Thank you, and I'll update my listeners on the show as well.
Definitely, for sure.
Thank you, Dutchess.
Yo, thank you so much.
All right.
All right, guys, that was Miss Dutchess from the Black Ink Crew. She will be down here November the 16th. So this is an open invitation. Anybody that knows a tattoo shop that she can go hook up with, because she gave me a little homework. She wants me to find her a tattoo shop so you can get tatted up. So, you know, any tattoo shop, hit me up at opentalk2@yahoo.com and go get you a tat done from the Dutchess with the Black Ink Crew. So, again, my email is opentalk2@yahoo.com. So, again, I'll give you further information on that, exactly where she'll be. And, again, that's going to be November the 16th. So, you want to hit her up, just make sure you email me. Right, want to say again good morning to my XRQK Los Angeles AV News Talk Airtime America Radio out there. Good morning to everyone. All right, guys. Going to switch gears a little bit. Going to give you your business info. All right, here is my current events that's coming up here in Houston, guys. October 26th at 9 o'clock, Score Houston is having a increased sales through via internet marketing. And November the 6th at 6 p.m., Score Houston is also having free resources for Houston entrepreneurs. So, and I always tell you guys, when you're trying to open up a business,
always consult with your Small Business Administration in Square Houston because they are free. That's free information and free resources that you can actually get. So think about those two. And again, Square Houston is the best outlet for a business, startup kits, free business counseling, grants, loans, things of that nature. And remember, when you're starting up a business, always ask yourself, is this business opportunity a part of your successful industry? Is it in demand? Then think about, does this business require a huge investment? And then the most important question I always ask everyone is, will you dedicate 100% to your business, or are you going to let someone run it for you? And as the way I say, remember, it's your business, your passion, your life, your reality. Don't let anybody run your business. That's what I always tell you guys. All right, guys, I will be back next Thursday, not Tuesday, next Thursday at 10 a.m. Going to have one of the preachers from L.A. on the show. Got to check out that interview if you want to see, hear the gossip, what's going down in the gospel industry. You got to check that out. Check out the Houston Power Women Football website for current trial dates at www.HoustonPowerFootball.com. Follow them on Twitter. Like them on Facebook. Got to follow me on Twitter now. Got to follow me on Twitter. You got to like me on Facebook. Again, if you know any tattoo shops that Duchess can come out, y'all hit me up again at opentalk2@yahoo.com. Gimme Sugar will be launching her lip gloss line in the spring. Keep you updated on that as well. Again, got to watch my Black Ink crew. Y'all watch them October 28th. It's a new segment. And y'all don't forget my girls, my Double Diva girls. Double Divas, I'll be seeing y'all soon. Be to Atlanta really, really soon. See y'all too. So, all right, guys, I'm going to leave you out with the commercial break. Again, you got any ideas, anything you want to share, email me at opentalk2@yahoo.com. Again, hit me on Twitter. Guys, y'all have a blessed week, an awesome weekend, and I'll see you guys, remember, not Tuesday, next Thursday. Check out the interview with one of the preachers on L.A. Can't tell you which one because I got to keep you guessing so you can tune in. So, all right, guys, peace out. Have a good one.
Are you ready for some football? Real women playing real football? Well, check out the Houston Power football team at www.HoustonPowerFootball.com. You want to get your hair done? You want to look good for the weekend? Well, you better call Carl at www.StyleSeat.com. That's Carl Walker at StyleSeat.com. So you can get that hair snipped, whipped, colored, and laid. He'll hook you up. Let him know you heard this advertisement on the show, and he'll give you $10 off. You want to capture the diva in you? You want to show off that perfect image? Well, call Nicholas at Picture It Photography at 713-716-0239. Again, that's Picture It Photography, or you can email him at pictureitphotography@yahoo.com. You know anyone who has anger management problems? Well, contact High Hope Outreach Center at 832-446-6286. They have anger management classes, life coach classes, business coach classes, parenting classes. Again, that's High Hope Outreach Center. You want your lips to look glossy and shiny? Well, Gimme Sugar is a new lip gloss selection with fabulous seasonal colors. Share color shades to complement your skin tone. Check out our website at www.GimmeSugar.com. You want to take your business to the next level? You want to brand your business? Well, advertise here with us at Open Talk 2. Email me at opentalk2@yahoo.com for more information.
Peace up. A-Town down. Yeah.